episode 20, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're recording on location at Euro Cafe on the drive because
Euro
Bagel Cafe because Dale's favorite place is closed. Neither of us bothered to do the due diligence of it, checking the hours, which is normal for me. I just assumed that Dale would know the hours off by heart.
I've only been to that place once, man.
Oh, seriously?
For brunch, yeah.
I thought you'd been there every week.
No.
That's the Hastings place.
Yeah, that's the Hastings place.
Anyways, we'll talk about brunch in a future show. If you had to live in your current job and your current lifestyle anywhere else in the world, where would you live, Dale? That's the question of today.
I have thought about that. The reason I've thought about that is...
You're an internet.
You're an internet, man.
You can work anywhere.
I like Vancouver, but Vancouver has a lot of things that bug me, too. I'm not in love with Vancouver the way other people are. All these people come to Vancouver, and I talk to them, and I haven't found any place that sounds compellingly better to make me actually move.
What would your criteria be?
My criteria would be less rain.
I love the rain.
Warmer. Yeah, our first day of rain in, months.
Real day of rain in months.
Kind of accentuates that. But still someplace that's relatively green. I don't know if this wonderful Shangri-La exists, but someplace that is got lots of green, like North Vancouver, but is still relatively close to some of the amenities, because I could not live 50 miles from
nowhere. Without access to Euro Bagel Cafe? Or Skylight, if and when it's open?
Coffee culture, yeah. Something.
Yeah, Commercial Drive, 1012 Commercial Drive.
Check it out.
The owner is a good spinner of jokes. And here comes our breakfast.
And breakfast is fast.
Thank you.
Well, here comes your breakfast.
Oh, yeah. So you want amenities, specifically brunch and coffee.
Doesn't have to be too fancy, but nice places to eat.
This place isn't fancy. You don't need fancy.
Don't need fancy. What about you?
Well,
Vancouver,
I thought about
Vancouver. Your dream.
So, assuming the current lifestyle and partner and kid, if it was by myself, I would say Berlin or London. But London is too polluted. Love the British, can handle the grain. Love the culture, the pubs especially. But can't handle the pollution. You know, the pollution there is really bad. I don't think you could handle it. That would rule it out for you. Same with Paris. Love Paris. Less polluted than London, but not by much.
That was one of my takeaways from London, too, was it was kind of dingy.
Have you been there?
I've been to London and Paris, yeah. I went to Paris when they were just about to celebrate their tricentennial.
Nice.
They had steam cleaned everything.
Nice.
Paris looked so clean, especially coming from London.
Well, it's a lot cleaner than it used to be, even when I was there this summer. I think the place I would live in would be a place with, Vancouver, decent transit, if not awesome transit. I think Vancouver's is decent plus. A place with culture, a place that's not polluted. Unfortunately, that rules out London and Paris. And a place that's safe for families, because I'm a family man. So on that basis, because I speak German, I would probably pick Munich, Germany, because München, because it is one of the safest cities in Europe.
They have
culture, and they have a transit system, and they're close to awesome skiing, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, Switzerland, Italy, wherever you want to go. The problem with Berlin is it's less polluted, but it's isolated. Unless in the winter, where are you going to go? Poland? Scandinavia? I love those places, but I don't really want to go there in the winter except to ski. I think I've thought about this a lot. Munich.
Yeah, North America.
Berlin would be okay, but it's just a little too northern for me, I think.
North America has, the car culture is really screwed up the population distribution. In Europe, where you have the clusters of people, you can have a relatively small city and still have a lot of really great cultural stuff and
clustered in walking, bicycling, busing.
good transit to someplace bigger so that you can get your, you know, do your shopping day.
For you lovers of beer and big pieces of meat and pretzels, of course, one of the big attractions of Munich is Klosterei Andex S-Bahn train, a suburban train from Munich, the world's best beer and best pieces of pork, what do you call that? Pork. Delicious. And if you're a vegetarian, they have delicious, gigantic pretzels. So you get a liter of beer made by monks, brewed by monks for centuries. You get a pretzel. Or if you're a meat person, Schweinshaxen, or two. Eat that and you're done for the day.
I have drank.
And you can sat there.
The
sit
liter
there.
Steins of beer.
Yeah, you can sit there the whole day. Once you've had your liter stein of beer and your Schweinshaxen or your pretzel, you can sit there the whole day. I mean, come on, that is... That's a prime attractor for me. Plus, Munich has a great science museum. They got tech. It's nice. The only problem, of course, is it's Catholic. But oh well, you can't have everything.
I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. Other cities I would consider is maybe Berlin. Maybe might be number two. If I could find, I don't know enough about French cities. So I'm sure there's a French city that's not polluted. But that's nice. Maybe Bordeaux. I mean, Bordeaux was fantastic when there. It was a manageable city like Vancouver is.
The French,
so not too big.
The French countryside.
Lots of great restaurants. Yeah, I can't live in the countryside.
But I couldn't live in the countryside.
The only way
either.
I could live in the countryside was I was actually a farmer. I wanted to be a horrible farmer.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I believe that there are cities in other cities in Germany and France that I could live in. Bordeaux, maybe. Bordeaux is a nice size, and in France, maybe in Spain or Italy as well. However, what I like about Germany is the rules. The rules are comforting. They're great, you know, especially for kids and stuff. You know what's going on. Plus, they're not as constricted or stifling as you might think they are. Especially in southern Germany. That's the difference in southern and northern, right?
Oh, okay.
So... So based on my limited experience, be Berlin, sorry, second, Munich first, and then maybe Bordeaux or some other city in France. I think I'd be most comfortable living in a country, unfortunately, where I actually have an acquaintance with the language.
I'm kind of curious about Sydney. I hear all kinds of, but I guess Sydney's blown
Sydney's
up now.
Sydney's too
far
away.
Maybe Sydney 5 years ago.
Too isolated, awesome cafes, Sydney and Melbourne, awesome restaurants, scene, cultural scene. I need to be a place where I can actually visit my relatives without a 24-hour journey.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's arbitrary criteria that I've just added, but
this is kind
criteria.
Of. Yes, when they bring in the transporter, of course that's probably true of a lot of locations. I was just having this discussion with some friends actually. When you can get high-speed internet in,
you like, can.
In the country, like 50 miles
satellite,
from
man.
Any
satellite.
Better than satellite still sucks.
Really?
I think there's going to be a lot of high-tech people move out, create their own little communities in places. People are already, like, now with towns basically going out of business, you can, like, get together with five other people and buy a town. Talking about creating artist communities, like, get your high-speed internet, man.
People are already doing that, like in Britain. Remember Lord British and all these people who made money off of Ultima 5 and all those fantasy games?
Yeah.
They did that. They moved out of London or Manchester and they just bought a castle and they just do their software development from there. So that would be interesting. But Britain, I don't know. No thanks. I love the British, but somehow being on the continent to me, if I'm going to move to Europe, seems to be more compelling for whatever reason. I'm
curious about Germany, but yeah. I would need to do research.
Well, if I was rich, I'd fly you to Munich. We'd go. I'd help you check it out. Your next place to live, Dale.
Well, and actually Berlin, now that everything's happened.
Berlin is awesome
happening.
As a single person. Rent's still affordable. By affordable, I mean much cheaper than San Francisco, much cheaper than Vancouver. And you can get a large-ish place. Anyways.
Hungary sounds fascinating, too.
Yeah, but stinking Soviets. We're going to have to... Russian... evil communist dictators to undo the damage. It would take another 10 years there.
True.
So we got 24 seconds.
Where would you live?
Where would you live? Richard!
Richard!
Shout out to Richard Erickson. Where would you live if you could maintain your current income status and lifestyle? Signing off from Bagel, Euro Bagel Cafe. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Shout out, choose!